Breaking news from the BS and Beer News Desk.
All right, welcome to a special edition of the Beer Chaser, our instant reaction show here on the BS and Beer Network. This one's free. Other podcasts might charge you for their instant reactions, but we just want you to hear our voice.
For now, you know, we've got some things in the works. You for now.
He's lying. Just come for the bad takes and stay because we're free. So there's some news today, Dale.
There is some news today. Finally, Mickey Loomis downloaded the podcast. He listened to me, and he went and got Jameis Winston. 2-year deal, got $21 million guaranteed. That's about all the details we got. But, hey, this is going to be your starting quarterback this next season.
Yeah, it's a pretty hometown discount kind of contract, but we kind of expected that. There wasn't really a market for him. I think we were expecting a lot more attention than he ended up getting. It was really just us in Indianapolis that were talking to him, right?
Right, and then Indianapolis pulled the trigger and obtained another quarterback, and shortly after, boom, you know, we got guy now.
I found out about Jameis Winston about 5 minutes after I heard about Matt Ryan.
Right.
And I wonder if part of it was like, oh, the Falcons could grab Jameis Winston right now. So no, you're going to sign with us now.
Yeah. And later, I mean, the Falcons ended up getting their guy in Marcus Mariota.
I'm higher on Marcus Mariota than a lot of guys, but yeah, he's at least the fourth quarterback, maybe third quarterback in this division. Jameis Winston is easily at least the second best quarterback in the division today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we still got stupid Brady.
He might change his mind again.
Yeah. Yeah. Be nice. You know, forget what that call.
He's going to see us on the schedule. He's going to remember how it goes for him when he plays us. He might reconsider.
Might be tired of hearing from CD Deuce, you know, because he's still there.
Man,
still
I'm so him. Glad he's still on the team.
Absolutely. Extend CD out there. Zoomless, I know you're listening. Extend CD.
So, all right. So we both obviously wanted to have Jameis Winston back. I think he was our preferred quarterback.
Absolutely.
Out of all the options that were available, he's the guy that we both wanted to have back in there. Pulled up all his career stats. Everyone wants to tell me about his interceptions. In 2019, he threw 30 interceptions. That is a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
He has 91 in his career. That means he threw a third of his picks in that one season.
Yes.
Before then, he only ever threw as many as 18. His touchdowns to interceptions, you'd think they were about 50-50. They're not. They're 135 to 91. He is a much better quarterback than the 30 interception stat people like to throw out there. And in those 30 interceptions, he still threw for 5,000 yards and 33 touchdowns. He still had a positive touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah. Yeah, really. So this is why I don't understand what it is that the NFL sees. Or doesn't see that makes them down on Winston. Because, yeah, I thought his market would have been a lot hotter than it was. And that was clearly not the case. And so, I mean, hey, since the Saints don't agree that Winston is a top 10 quarterback, I mean, that means we need to build up the rest of the team. We need to build up the weapons, right? I mean, you're going to have a middle tier kind of quarterback working with great weapons. That should be good, right?
I mean, you'd think so. The Saints in free agency seem to be differing from that opinion, kind of sitting on their hands a little bit.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, yeah, he's never been terrible. He's just kind of he's had the big mistakes. I understand why there wasn't a big market for him. I mean, he does have the off the field stuff earlier in his career. Mm-hmm. He does have that 30 interception season. He's coming off of a really big injury. And, you know, he had some accuracy issues last year before he got hurt. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, we think that we played pretty well last year. 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. His rating was 102.8, best of his career. And a lot of people are going to attribute that to Sean Payton. But as you listen to this show, you'll know I don't think Sean Payton's worth a goddamn. So this is all Jameis Winston's doing. Sean Payton is an overrated hack, and I'm glad he's gone. And I'm going to tell myself that until we find another good coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I just go back to looking how the NFL reacted once free agency opened and Pittsburgh snatched up Trubisky. You know, like
immediately
what,
too.
Again, like what has he shown to just be worthy of being snatched up like that? I don't know.
It's weird.
All of the rumors about Jimmy G, you know, being traded, like, you know, he's a hot deal. Wentz getting traded to Washington, you know, like these are all guys I at least view on the same level as Jameis, but apparently the NFL disagrees and they believe those guys are at a higher tier.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. I mean, especially a guy like Trubisky, which we kind of, everyone's kind of assumed was a draft bust.
Right.
And he's getting snatched up like before a lot of other bigger names are
the first one off the board.
it's interesting. I mean, Jameis, I mean, he was the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
He has a Heisman Trophy. I mean,
yes.
there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of reasons to think that you can turn this guy into a superstar. I mean, he's one of only, what, 8 quarterbacks to throw for 5,000 yards. I mean,
yeah,
there's definitely something to work with there. And the fact that no one wanted to, I wonder if there is something they know that we don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has he been hanging out in massage parlors like recently or something? I don't want to know about that. If that news breaks next week, we'll understand.
But hey, I did see that Cam Jordan liked the signing. So I wonder.
Well, yeah, you're going to say that, right? I mean,
he didn't have to say anything.
No, if you're publicly
recruiting,
if you're publicly Watson. Recruiting a different quarterback and he doesn't come in here and then your guy signs and you don't say anything, that's going to be an awkward locker room interaction.
Yeah.
No matter who they signed, he would have been, oh, yeah, let's go. Oh, yeah. Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota. It doesn't matter. You got to say that, even if you don't mean it.
And then I guess we're going to see about the rumors of Armstead, because before it was like he was waiting until Watson signs. And so now he didn't sign and now the Saints signed Winston. What does he think about all that? You know,
yeah, I mean, he's already shown his the like 3 teams he's looking at. I think he's going to Miami. We're not in his short list. I don't for us. I don't think that we can afford him. I think at this stage in his career, he's looking at retirement money.
He's
getting a big stack of cash. He don't have to play again after this contract.
You don't think the Saints have a hat at the table at all?
I don't, honestly. I don't. I would be shocked if he comes back to the Saints. Absolutely shocked.
Okay, so if that's the case.
And because I would be shocked if he comes back to the Saints, I think that our first round pick is an offensive tackle.
I'm leaning toward that now just because, I mean, tackles are starting to fly off the board now.
Yeah.
I'm starting
even
to see
Cincinnati, who is completely opposed to protecting their quarterback. They hate their quarterbacks in Cincinnati. Even they're signing tackles now.
Yes. Yeah. Cincinnati is snatching up offensive linemen like crazy and free agents.
Good. It means they watched their games last year.
For sure.
Our guy Joey might not get killed again.
So, but will this also speak to Jameis Winston's leadership if Teron Armstead indeed comes back?
Well, it definitely means that he needs to be more of a leader. He has to assume that kind of role. As if you look at offense, he's one of the elder statesmen now. You know, Ramczyk is there. He could be one of those guys, but, you know, Kamara is not really the rah-rah leader guy. Michael Thomas, you know, was suspended for punching a teammate, so I don't know how many guys rallied behind him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offense, there's kind of a void there. Defense, you're not worried about that. Demario Davis, Cam Jordan, you know, their defense has their leaders. They have their guys. But on offense, you know, who's leading those huddles? Who's leading those meetings? I mean, it's you need the quarterback to take that role.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I guess we're going to see what players actually think about Jameis Winston, you know, because, you know, guys are like, always, I want to play with that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play with this quarterback. So let's see if Jameis can recruit some guys, man. You know, we got some money. So,
well, I mean, and there's a lot of really big names out there, but they're kind of over the hill names. I mean, hell, AJ Green is available right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to spend money on a receiver, there's a lot of big names to go get.
Yeah, like Antonio Brown, because we've been hearing a lot of rumors out there, a lot of whispers from all my sources out there. Okay. Antonio Brown.
The voices in your head are not sources. What do we tell you about taking your medicine? and now Colin Kaepernick is working out in New Orleans and everyone, him and Jameis would be the same 1-2 punch as Drew and Taysom, and shut up, get out of here. Look, I'm not as anti Kaepernick as a lot of guys, but he hasn't played in the league since 2016.
Yeah, he's done.
And he got benched that year. Come on.
He's done.
No political aspect, kneeling. I don't care about any of that. Right. Play football. I don't think he's good enough. And he's been out of it too long.
Yeah, you've been out of the league this long. Yeah, sorry, fam. That's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, that nothing personal, bro. Just, you're getting those Nike checks. Who cares? Get out of here.
Yeah, but hey, just to kind of wrap this up, my biggest thought about Jameis Winston is the 2-year contract, because if he indeed ascends, like I believe he will ascend this year once we have some weapons in place, we're going to have control and we're going to be able to extend him out and have him as our quarterback of the future.
It is interesting that he agreed to another kind of prove it deal, and that's what this is. But because you have those 2 years, if he kills it this year, lock him up. You're going to have more cap room next year. The cap's going to go up.
Yeah,
you know, the Drew dead money will be gone, and you'll have an opportunity to sign him for a long time. And if it looks like it's not working out, and he plays a whole season, and you know, it looks like Sean Payton really was the reason he was looking better, then. Yeah, it's a small enough contract. You can cut him loose. It's not a huge loss.
Right. 21.
And if he really is bad enough to cost him his job, then we're probably going to have a decent draft pick to replace him with.
But the contract isn't so bad enough that you want to even cut him. Like, he could be a backup if.
Yeah, it's a backup contract.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So yeah, this is our Beer Chaser episode, man. And we will drop these whenever there's big news that we need to talk about. And you know, hey, it's free for now until we get our NFTs out there. Okay.
No one send us money. However, if you want to send us one of those funny little pictures, I don't know what they mean. They just look like fun little pictures. So send us some of those. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com.
BS and Beer Podcast, breaking opinions on yesterday's news.